We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hard Knocks, that's my project to get caught up on over the next couple days. Did you guys hit this a lot last week?
Yeah, just a couple segments, yeah. But because there's a lot of it that kind of relates back to the Texans.
Yeah.
But it might be my favorite Hard Knocks because what you get is talk about the actual team.
Yeah.
Whereas in Hard Knocks during the season, it's a lot of stories about guys that are on the fringe or it's a human interest deal or what have you. But you don't get a lot of really usually interesting stuff by the star players, where this is all about Saquon Barkley and the draft picks and everything else like that leading up to it. It's kind of a good peek in. But then also, I think that Giants fans are acting like Joe Shane, the GM, is coming off really well in this. I disagree. I think Joe Shane is coming off a little bit lost, frankly, in a lot of ways. So, but it's fascinating. Whether you like Joe Shane and what he's doing or not, you really get a peek into the way these decisions are made and the deliberation that goes into it. It's pretty cool.
I was 50-50. We did a segment the week it was coming out where I was kind of listing the things that I was looking forward to seeing in it. And I'll admit, doing that segment, I'm like, man, I feel like I'm forcing this a little bit. I'm looking forward to this, but I don't know that the audience is necessarily, but I think this could be really interesting. And the stuff that I've seen so far, like just the morsels that have been put out there, and from people I've heard from who have watched entire episodes, say this, what you just said, Seth, like this stuff is actually really, really compelling because these are places, like a lot of Hard Knocks is like, but these are truly places like we've never seen before, like sitting in offices, like literally talking to free agents that they're literally talking to his own superstar free agent, Joe Shane, who they're telling him, nope, go ahead and try free agency. You know, like,
right. You know, or they're talking to Malik Nabers, who they would go on to draft.
Yeah.
And you're seeing where they're skeptical of Malik Nabers in some respects. So it's kind of cool that you already know the outcome. It's kind of like watching the movie Titanic, spoiler alert. Like, you know the outcome, but you're like, okay, yeah, but how did they get there? Yeah. That's the part that's really interesting. So there's you're getting the backstory for all the stuff that happens.
Yeah, so you've got Hard Knocks going on, Hard Knocks offseason going on right now. Which is, as you can ascertain, it's the New York Giants that's the focal point of that. They're the focal point team for that Hard Knocks. And then Netflix just dropped Receiver last week.
Last year they had Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Yeah. And now it's Receiver. Okay. It's
Receiver, yeah. So they changed it to Receiver. And I'm guessing that's because after last year's Quarterback that it was hard to find guys who want to do it. You know, like it was.
I thought all those guys came off pretty well.
I did too. I mean, Cousins came across a little corny. Well, Mariota came across as a quitter in the end.
That's true.
You know, like that was rough. Because last year, if you missed it, Quarterback last year was Mahomes, which his portion of it was just like a fetting. It was like coronation. You know, it was Mahomes on his path to winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, let me retract my previous statement because I thought Mahomes came off less likable after that in my eyes.
A little corny.
Yeah, well, and also just kind of selfish.
A little narcissistic,
like,
he's like,
receiver makes a great play, and he's like, that's what I do.
That's what I do, yeah.
All right.
Yep, so Mahomes, Cousins, you know.
Cousins came off like Cousins, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. You heard all those grunts and everything when he was getting hit. I felt like he came off looking like a tough guy.
Yeah.
At least because you could see the abuse that he was taking. Yep.
Yeah, and Mariota came across as a quitter in the end.
Where the hell else was Mariota going to get that kind of publicity or
Nowhere.
Exposure if that's what he wanted? Nobody cares about Marcus Mariota.
Right. So I don't know. It seemed like they were having a hard time getting quarterbacks. Receivers, different story. And so now there's 8 episodes to this on Netflix, and I've not watched the whole thing yet. Admittedly, I've only watched the first episode. But there's some Davante Adams stuff that came out from this that I'm guessing is in the second episode, only because I haven't seen it yet. But I've seen it on social media that is really compelling stuff. The Davante, let's first play Davante Adams, because Davante Adams right now is not only a story because of how he's been chronicled through last season on Receiver on Netflix, but because the Jets are doing nothing to quell any of the rumors that he could wind up being a New York Jet at some point. We'll have that for you in a minute. But first, here is a medley of pissed off Davante Adams from the Netflix series Receiver.
Garoppolo into the deep territory, looking for Adams, and he missed him. He was all alone.
That will be as open as Davante is going to be in his life.
Wide open.
This pathetic, bro.
He's not a ball, man.
Tired of this. I gotta get the out of here before I lose my life. I ain't never been hit this many times in my career. Every game I get up.
Okay. Needless to say, the Davante Adams Jimmy Garoppolo experiment did not work last year.
Garoppolo, I mean, Josh McDaniels is the only guy. Just like the Raiders were the only team that was going to be dumb enough to hire Jimmy Garoppolo a third time. Because remember, the Colts tried to hire him before Josh McDaniels bailed. That somehow Josh McDaniels would, just like he did with Tim Tebow, think that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to all of a sudden stay healthy and be a different quarterback than he had been with, Kyle Shanahan or anybody else.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the video, the audio doesn't do part of that justice. The part in the middle there where it's just poor Chris Santiago, our producer today, just having to bleep everything. Like, Chris, you should get time and a half for whatever time you took on that Davante Adams video or audio right there. Davante Adams is throwing his helmet like a child. And screaming curse words and just making no bones about the fact that he thinks his quarterback sucks right on the sidelines right there. I'm curious. I definitely want your thoughts as a former player, Seth. Like, the part to me where he's complaining about getting hit, bro, you play football.
Because the reason he was saying that he's never been hit that much is because Garoppolo is just throwing him
right
suicide
into contact.
Balls over I think that was... That was the problem that he had with Jimmy Garoppolo. Was just the guy that can't be trusted to. It's once if he does if a guy does it once in a while or what have you, but when you're doing a steady diet of it, it probably wears on you.
I'm not sympathetic to Davante Adams at all, and the main reason why is because he was taking a victory lap when he got traded to the Raiders from the Packers and got that big contract. He was acting like the smartest guy in the room, that he was partnered with Derek Carr. Of all
his
people.
Boyhood friend,
his
college friend, and then his boyhood team, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas Raiders. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't feel sorry for him at all. Now, I guess the question is this going to help him in his cause of what appears to be his cause of trying to force his way out of Las Vegas and being a Raider anymore?
Is he going to agitate his way out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That I guess a lot of that depends on how he feels about Antonio Pierce. Because the other audio that came out from last week was Josh Jacobs on a podcast talking about how bad the culture was there.
Yep.
And Sean Bajani made a good point, which was, all right, but, you know.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit.
And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Josh Jacobs saying, well, like, I'm going to stay here and just, you know, go through this again. I thought Antonio Pierce was supposed to be the turnaround for all of that. And apparently Josh Jacobs didn't feel that way.
No.
So I don't know. Maybe there's a good chance Devontae Adams doesn't feel that way either.
He went to Green Bay, which is where Devontae Adams left. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs goes to Green Bay. So where does Devontae Adams end up? I'll tell you what, that's diva receiver right there. Like tossing your helmet, dropping F-bombs, telling your teammates I'm gonna lose my life out there.
I chose to look at it more as a Jimmy Garoppolo slam than anything else. I didn't mind it because I like that Jimmy Garoppolo is getting slammed.
Yeah, that's fair. Now, is Devontae Adams going to be a Las Vegas Raider? Here was Aaron Rodgers on the golf course, I believe in that celebrity golf tournament they play in Lake Tahoe every year. And reporter comes up to him and asks how he thinks Devontae's going to do with Luke Getsy there as the OC in Las Vegas now.
What's up? Do you think Luke Getsy's going to utilize Devontae Adams good in the new Raiders offense?
I love Luke Getsy. He's a fantastic coach.
Awesome.
And I love Devontae. I can't wait to play with him again.
Awesome. Great. Love to hear it.
Okay, so this is the question that people have.
Yeah.
It was at a golf course. As he was getting interviewed, Aaron Rodgers was like staring down at his phone.
Yeah.
You know, just texting or reading or something. And so it's hard to tell whether he meant... Because the guy asking the question, he goes immediately into a golf question instead of a follow-up. Maybe a better follow-up might be, like, you mean with the Jets?
Yeah.
Because Rodgers could have meant can't wait to play with him on the golf course.
Right.
So we don't have a clue really what this all means. Okay. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers would kick Devontae Adams out of bed for eating crackers or anything. I think he would love to have Devontae Adams. But was he doing a little bit of that legal player tampering? I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's listen to this.
Because he said soon also.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, trades, whatnot. We'll see. Here was Breece Hall, Jets running back, Aaron Rodgers' teammate on Kay Adams' podcast, Up and Adams. And he doesn't really do anything to quell any of the Devontae rumors to the Jets either.
You say you're going to be Aaron Rodgers' best friend. I love that you're saying you're going to touch the ball other than him more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Then enter Devontae Adams, potentially. You're seeing this stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to be competing with touches of Devontae?
Nah, I'm getting the ball the second most regards. Devontae, he knows he's going to get his, but I'm definitely going to be.
I'm sorry. Is Devontae a Jet?
Hey, you never know. You never know. We're always talking. We're always scheming.
Listen. Yes, there we go. I said you guys should maybe go all in.
Yeah,
and make a big addition. You think we should?
I'm on board.
What would Devontae bring to the team?
I mean, with him and then with Garrett and Mike Williams.
I was going to say, good thing you mentioned Garrett. I don't know if he likes
the
stuff.
Yeah, just pick your poison. You know, do you want me to beat you or do you want those three to beat you with Aaron? It's just pick your poison.
Yeah, I'll tell you honestly, as far as whether it happens or not, That would be scary. Like, whatever diva qualities or anything else Devontae Adams has, I don't think it's a... I don't worry about that. I worry about if Aaron Rodgers manages to stay healthy for an entire season and the chemistry he has with Devontae Adams, that could be scary. Now, those are some big ifs because the Jets... Remember, you've got this aging quarterback, so why not go all in? Where the Jets really haven't gone all in is on fixing that offensive line.
Yeah.
They still have they've got Tyron Smith, but Tyron Smith can't stay healthy. Mm-mm. They've got Morgan Moses at right tackle, and he's had injury issues upon injury issues. He's a good player, but he was banged up all the time last year. And you've got Aaron Rodgers, who's still a question mark about just how well does a guy at his age come back from Achilles tendon surgery. But on paper, yeah, that's scary as hell.
Scary as hell. And if we're to localize this, the Texans play them on October 31st.
Right.
I mean, this is already a hard schedule. You don't need Devontae Adams on it now with Aaron Rodgers and with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall in that offense. And the Jets too, Seth, I think, independent of the Texans actually playing them head-to-head this year, they're almost kind of a, like, I don't want to say forgotten, but they're like an under-the-radar team in the AFC. Like, when people are talking about the AFC, from what I've seen, it's Chiefs, it's Ravens. The Texans get a lot of love right now, but it's still the Bills are still in that conversation. Miami was a playoff team last year. I think they still get mentioned a lot because of all the weapons they have. Jim Harbaugh, I almost feel like Jim Harbaugh in with the Chargers gets more mentioned than the Jets, who actually now have Aaron Rodgers back right now.
Yeah, and I think the biggest question mark about the Jets in a lot of ways, aside from Aaron Rodgers' health, is just the fact that Nathaniel Hackett is still their offensive coordinator. Yeah. And he's never actually been a good independent offensive coordinator, but he's Aaron Rodgers' buddy. And I'll hear people say, yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers is really the offensive coordinator. Okay, well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is very, very smart, obviously, as a football player, but that's different than running an actual cohesive offense. And I feel like with Mike McCarthy last year and the way he acted as offensive coordinator in Dallas, that's more maybe what you could have gotten. Like, imagine that offense in Dallas last year, except with Aaron Rodgers in his prime as the quarterback. Like, you had the run game and the pass game tied together. Like, it just, you had a defined offense where when Aaron Rodgers is kind of changing things as he goes along and he and Mike McCarthy weren't on the same page, you get this hodgepodge and this herky-jerky feel to an offense that yields great highlights but isn't the same as being like a genuinely awesome offense. And I just wonder if they can, like, what they're limited by in having Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to eight, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.